Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying The Road to the Cross, Bible Bits from Mark. In this session, we'll be looking at Mark chapter 14, verses 32 to 42. Beware of temptation. Mark 14 and verse 38 reads, "Watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." This is a critical instruction to believers. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8 says the same thing. Essentially, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Alertness is simply being aware of events taking place around you, both physical and spiritual. Why? So that you can make the right response to them. Do you drive safely, or do you trust the other driver too? Do those under your care experience problems you should have noticed and handled? Are you aware of opportunities God gives to witness and encourage others to grow spiritually? Have you learned to tune out distractions that hinder you from being alert to the right things? What was the last problem you could have avoided by being alert? And what could you have done differently? Let me give you two applications of the quality of alertness. First, learn to pay attention to all the lessons of God, all the lessons God is teaching through experiences and circumstances. And second, learn to foresee dangers and their consequences, the effect of words, actions, attitudes, even thoughts and motives. Jesus gave his disciples a powerful lesson in alertness in our text for this session in Mark chapter 14, his struggle in the Garden of Gethsemane. Three aspects of alertness for a Christian. First, be alert in support of those who minister. Mark chapter 14, verses 32 to 36. And then they came to a place which was named Gethsemane. And he said to his disciples, "Sit here while I pray." And he took Peter, James, and John with him. And he began to be troubled and deeply distressed. And then he said to them, "My soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even to death. Stay here and watch." He went a little farther and fell on the ground and prayed that, if it were possible, the hour might pass from him. And he said, "Abba, Father, all things are possible for you. Take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not what I will, but what you will." Notice the two levels of support here. His disciples, "Sit here and while I pray." Peter, James, and John, "Stay here and watch." Jesus was about to be intensely concentrated in prayer. He would be vulnerable to the enemy approaching. Those who minister must be supported by dedicated spiritual warriors and physical watchfulness. Air support is necessary for ground warfare. And then second, be alert in defense of a personal attack. Verses 37 to 40. "And then he came and found them sleeping and said to Peter, 'Simon, are you sleeping? Could you not watch 1 hour? Watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak.' Again, he went away and prayed and spoke the same words. And when he returned, he found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy and they did not know what to answer him." That was a strong rebuke. "Could you not watch 1 hour? Watch and pray." Why? So that you don't fall into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Sin takes us farther than we plan to go, keeps us there longer than we thought it would, and costs more than we were willing to spend. Sin attacks when we let down our guard. The essence of warfare is careful attack. Find a weakness to exploit or attack with great power. Be alert to the subtle temptations of the enemy. And then third, be alert in recovery of a lost battle. Verses 41 and 42. Then he came the third time and said to them, "Are you still sleeping and resting? It is enough. The hour has come. Behold, the Son of Man is being betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. See, my betrayer is at hand." It is enough. Sleeping and resting allowed the enemy to arrive without a warning. In fact, Jesus had to alert the ones who were supposed to be watching for him. No one will condemn you if you make a mistake. But if you're repeating the same dumb thing, how many times will you get burned the same way? Learn from mistakes once they're suffered. Develop spiritual alertness. The ability to perceive God's direction in life is directly related to the ability to sense the inner promptings of the Holy Spirit. The key? It's the lost discipline of fasting in the Christian life. Mark chapter 9, verses 14 to 29. And when he came to the disciples, he saw a great multitude around them and scribes disputing with them. Immediately when they saw him, all the people were greatly amazed and running to him, greeted him. And he asked the scribes, "What are you discussing with them?" Then one of the crowd answered and said, "Teacher, I brought you my son who has a mute spirit. And wherever it seizes him and throws him down, he foams at the mouth, gnashes his teeth and becomes rigid. So I spoke to your disciples that they should cast it out, but they could not." And he answered and said to them, and said, "O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I bear with you? Bring him to me." And then they brought him to him. And when he saw him, immediately the spirit convulsed him, and he fell on the ground and wallowed, foaming at the mouth. And so he asked his father, "How long has this been happening to him?" And he said, "From childhood. And often he has thrown him both into the fire and into the water to destroy him. But if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us." And Jesus said to him, "If you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes." Immediately the father of the child cried out and said with tears, "Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief." When Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the unclean spirit, saying to it, "Deaf and dumb spirit, I command you, come out of him and enter him no more." And then the spirit cried out, convulsed him greatly, and came out of him. And he became as one dead, so that many said, "He's dead." But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. And when he had come into the house, his disciples asked him privately, "Why could we not cast it out?" And so he said to them, "This kind can come out by nothing but fasting, prayer and fasting. This kind can come out by nothing but prayer and fasting." You think about that, and you have a great day.